So we're learning about the mitzvah of Shvisas Shvius, which meaning resting on Shvius. We had a long discussion about this last week. We'll reiterate it when it's relevant. But we're also learning about Tosefes Shvius. And if we have time today, after we try to create a structure understanding Tosefes Shvius and how it operates, we'll look in the Sefer Mishmeres Shvius and go through some of the practical halachas of Tosefes Shvius in case, in event we don't get to that today. So Blinetta will try to do that next week and see how Tosefes Shvius, which is fast and approaching on us, it's really coming up very soon, applies L'maisa.
Just a handout you gave.
Yeah, did you get this? No. So what happens is that the story unfolds in a Mishnah at the beginning of Shvius, in the first parak Mishnah Dalet, and a Sugyan Rosh Hashanah Daftes. And we're going to go back and forth from the Mishnah to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah records a machlokas as to what is the source for Tosefes Shvius. That you have to start Shvius in advance. We'll say 30 days in advance, but we'll see it's more complicated than that. So Rabbi Akiva is one opinion. And he derives it from the pasuk Becharish Uvekatzir Tishbos, which Rabbi Akiva claims is an extra superfluous pasuk. She'ein tzarchom, we don't need that pasuk for Shvius itself, because we already have the pasuk regarding Shvius, Sadcha, Lotizra, etc. So the source for Shvius is clear. Ein tzarchom or charish v'katzir shel Shvius, sharei kvar nemar, Sadcha, Lotizra. Ella, but rather, what is this pasuk coming to include? Charish shel erev shvius, hanichnas l'shvius. In other words, we're at the end of the sixth year in the cycle, at the very end, and we're about to enter into the seventh year of shvius. And the Torah says at that point, at the end of the sixth year, you're not allowed to plow your land. The concept of Tosefes Shvius applies at the other end as we enter into the eighth year, and there's something called Katzir Shel Shvius, a harvest of Shvius at the very tippy end of Shvius, Hayotze Lemotzoi Shvius, which means, as we'll soon see, it prepares the ground for the eighth year, and that's also included under the Doraisa mitzvah of Becharish V'Katzir Tishbos, meaning to abstain from Charish and Katzira as it extends into the next year. Again, keep in mind, in the case of Charish of Rabbi Akiva, the Charish is being done when? On which year? In the sixth year. So that's clearly Tosefes Shvius. That's called Erev Shvius. In the case of Ktsira in Rabbi Akiva, when is that Ktsira being done? At the end of the seventh year. So L'chora, that's not Tosefes Shvius, but the answer is, it's Hayotze L'motzai Shvius, which we're going to explain later on to mean that it's preparing the ground not for Shvius, but rather for Shminas. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva from this pasuk derives the mitzvah of Tosefes Shvius, which applies in both the sixth years and the eighth years, meaning both at the end of the sixth year and at the very beginning of the eighth year. Again, even though, as I pointed out, the Katsira is being done technically within the seventh year, but since it's preparing the ground for the eighth year, it comes under Tosefes Shvius. Rabbi Yishmael disagrees. That pasuk of Charish Uvekatzir Tishbos is not referring to Shvius, but rather it's referring to Shabbos. And Rabbi Yishmael is going to derive new halachos in Shabbos from this pasuk Becharish Uvekatzir Tishbos. But it's not referring to what we call Shabbos Haaretz, which means Shvius. And the Gemara concludes that where does Rabbi Yishmael find the source for Tosefes Shvius? He doesn't reject Tosefes Shvius. He rejects Rabbi Akiva's source or using the pasuk Becharish Uvekatzir Tishbos to derive Tosefes Shvius. He's on board as far as Tosefes Shvius, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's a halachal emotion of Sinai. How much of a period of time are we required for Tosefes Shvius? Now we're talking about the sixth year of the cycle. is according to Torah law Shloshim Yom. The Chachamim are going to add in certain cases with regard to certain growth and for vegetations additional period of time, maybe a week or 2 weeks before that period of time, extending till Sefer Shviyos for 6 weeks. So that's only Durabbanan. Now, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah establishes that the mitzvah of Tosefes Shviyos only applies as long as the Beis HaMikdash is kayim. And that reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael that this din of Tosefes Shviyos is derived from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and within the context of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, we receive the law that this mitzvah of Tosefes Shviyos only applies as long as the Mikdash stands. We have other precedents of mitzvahs that only apply when the Mikdash stands. For example, Arava, the mitzvah of Hoshana Rabbah, of what's called Chibur Arav, which today is a minog, but at the time of the Mikdash was a Doraisa, or Nisach HaMayim, which we don't have at all today, that only applied at the time of the Beis HaMikdash.
The Aravos, the Nusach, we say it was from the
Nevi'im,
something.
So correct. So that's a Nevi'im. At the time of Beis HaMikdash, was a whole ceremony. The Mishnayos explained how they took these gigantic Aravos and they brought it onto the Mizbeach, Yofi L'cha Mizbeach.
And some of the Nevi'im that came after the destruction of the temple, or?
Oh, that's an interesting question. You're saying, why is it called a Minhag HaNevi'im if at the time of the Beis HaMikdash? I think what the Nevi'im did was that they already prophesied the Churban HaBayis, and they insisted that on taking the Arava even after the Churban HaBayis. Fine. So, Bizman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim, we're going back now to Tosefes Shviyos, Mutol Lachrosh Ad Rosh Hashanah. There's a heter to do Yecharisha right up, smack up until the beginning of the seventh year, and that's how the Rambam paskens. We'll see how on a Derabbanan level we might introduce Tosefes Shviyos even after the destruction of the Mikdash. In any event, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah asks the following question. How do we derive Tosefes Yom HaKippurim and Tosefes Shabbos? According to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara assumes that once we have a Yalfusa from which we derive Tosefes Shviyos, meaning Choresh V'Kotze Tishpos, we can extend that din of Tosefes logically to Yom HaKippurim, in which case we start fasting before sunset on Yom HaKippurim, and to Shabbos, in which case we accept upon ourselves Tosefes Shabbos, which enjoins us from Halacha even before Shabbos is entered. And the Gemara asks the following question. According to Rabbi Akiva, if the source for Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is Tosefes Shviyos, why do we need the pasuk v'nisem es nafshel tzeichem v'tisha? V'tisha v'chodesh. The Torah says that Eli begins on the ninth day of the month of Tishrei. And Rabbi Yishmael indeed derives from that pasuk the halacha of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. But according to you, Rabbi Akiva, that pasuk v'nisem es nafshel tzeichem v'tisha is totally superfluous, because the law of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is to be derived from Tosefes Shviyos. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara, according to all Rishonim, with the exclusion of the Baal HaMor and the Rashba. And believe me, maybe later on, if we get a chance, we'll see what bothered the Baal HaMor and the Rashba, and why they came up with a whole other pshat in the sugya. But almost all the Rishonim, it's like a who's list of Rishonim, that's the way they interpret the Gemara. Why does Rabbi Akiva need the pasuk v'nisem es nafshel tzeichem b'tisha, meaning to commence the fasting on the ninth of Tishrei? Why do you need such a pasuk? The pasuk is superfluous. We can derive Tosefes Yom HaKippurim from Tosefes Shviyos. So the Gemara answers that according to Rabbi Akiva, that pasuk is teaching me something about the mitzvah of Achila and Shasiya on Erev Yom HaKippurim. And the pasuk reads the following: V'nisem es nafshel tzeichem b'tisha. There's a way of experiencing the ninth of Tishrei in a way in which the Torah considers it as if you fasted on both the ninth and the tenth. Kol ha'ochel v'shosa v'tshi malo v'akosakilus ane tshi v'asiri. So Rabbi Akiva uses that pasuk, which according to Rabbi Shmuel is the source for Tosefes Yom Kippurim as far as Inui is concerned, for the mitzvah achila and shesia on Erev Yom Kippur. That's what we have. So far what we've presented is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel about Tosefes Shviyos. Both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree that there is a din d'oraisa of Tosefes Shviyos. However, the fundamental difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is how to derive that din. According to Rabbi Akiva, we derive from a pasuk, which makes a different pasuk completely superfluous, the pasuk of the Nisan. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we derive from Aloch al Moshe b'Sinai, because that pasuk of Charish v'Katzir Tishbos is referring to Shabbos Ha'aretz. Excuse me, not to Shabbos Ha'aretz, but Shabbos HaBreishis, meaning the seventh day of the week, not the seventh year of the cycle. That's number one. And number two, we came to the conclusion that within the context of Rabbi Shmuel's Aloch al Moshe b'Sinai, the law of Tosefes Shviyos is limited to the tkufa in which the Beis HaMikdash stood. Now everything is clear until Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. And Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha really is two different questions, very similar one to the other. And then we're going to turn to the next page, and we're going to see a kasha of the Turi Eved, which perhaps is even more profound than Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. I'm not giving grades here, but I mean to say is more difficult. Rabbi Akiva Eger says the following. This derivation, which the Gemara postulates according to Rabbi Akiva, creating based on an analogy between Tosefes Shviyos on the one hand, Tosefes Yom Kippur and Shabbos on the other hand. In the case of Yom Kippur, we're talking about adding time on Erev Yom Kippur for Inui. In the case of Shabbos, adding time on Erev Shabbos for Isur Melacha. And all that is derived, according to the Gemara in Rabbi Akiva, from Tosefes Shviyos. Says Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand the analogy. I don't understand how you can make the equation between Tosefes Shviyos, which is Tosefes Melacha, meaning the Torah is enjoining us from doing certain Melachas on the sixth year of the cycle, and then you're going to jump to Inui? There's no equation here between Inui and Melacha. We never find that Inui and Melacha can be equated one to the two. And for example, Rabbi Kivega points out that Melacha, Isur Melacha, is something that applies all the days that are Mekudoshim, any sanctified day, every Shabbos of the year, every Yom Tov of the year. Whereas Inui is applicable according to the Torah law only one day out of the year. Clearly Inui is a separate halacha. And therefore when you're dealing with Melachas and Isur Melacha, what right do you have to jump over to the Isur Inui, which enjoins us from eating and drinking and other Inuyim? You're equating now shall we say, apples and potatoes. I mean, there's no analogy. Secondly, says Rabbi Kivega, Tosus there, in Masecht Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Tes Amud Beis, establishes that even with regard to Tosefes Shviyos itself, which is a Doraisa derived from Micharish B'Katzit Tishpos, the Isa Doraisa of Tosefes Shviyos only applies to two Malachos, Charisha and Ktsira. For example, Netia only applies on Shviyos itself, meaning planting trees, but it doesn't apply through the din of Tosefes Shviyos. Again, that's pretty complicated in the light of what we discussed last week, that if you do a Netia in such a way that the Klito took place on Shviyos, that's prohibited, but Tosus would say that's a separate Isur, it's not reflected by Tosefes Shviyos, and it might even apply before Tosefes Shviyos, even 2 months before Shviyos, if the Klito will take place on Shviyos. And again, we had all sorts of different sheetness, if you recall, how long it takes till the Netia, till the Klita actually happens, from the Netia till Klita. But whatever it is, the Isur of Netia before Shviyos, before the seventh year begins, has nothing to do with Tosefes Shviyos. On the contrary, Tosefes Shviyos would be mutter, right? According to some Tanoim, you're allowed to plant trees 72 hours before Rosh Hashanah of Shviyos. According to other Tanoim, you're allowed to plant it 2 weeks and a bit before Rosh Hashanah of Shviyos. So you see that Tosefes Shviyos, which is a block of 30 day period, doesn't engender an Isur Netia. In Cain Kate said, Efshalilma Vizet Tosefes Inu Yom Kippurim. In Tosefes Inui of Yom Kippur, we're talking about all the Inuyim that should apply even before Yom Kippur, in the inception of Yom Kippur, and you're deriving it from this Iser of Tosefes Shvius, which is a pick and choose kind of Iser. In other words, even if I would grant you, says Rabbi Kibayin, his second question, I grant you that somehow we can derive Inui from Malacha, let's say we overcome and we swallow that pill. So we've answered our first question. He says, but even so, that would only make sense if the Iser Tosefes Shvius applied to all Malachas of Shvius. And in fact, it doesn't apply to all Malachas of Shvius. It's a separate din with regard to Charish and Katzir. To derive from that conclusions elsewhere, in this case about Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, or for that matter, even Tosefes Shabbos, that would be very difficult. If you had the whole kit and caboodle on Tosefes Shvius, and all the Malachas of Shvius were prohibited on Erev Shvius, then it makes sense. So all the Malachas that are prohibited on Shabbos should be prohibited on Erev Shabbos. And all the Inuyim that are prohibited on Erev on Yom Kippur are prohibited on Erev Yom Kippur. That's called Tosefes. But if you're telling me that Tosefes in Shvius is a separate din that applies to two Malachas and only two Malachas, namely Charish Katzir, then that's not really Tosefes Shvius at all. It's not a din of Tosefes. Tosefes, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, has to be an all or nothing proposition. And now we get to the cash of the Turiyev. This, my friends, is very profound. Does anybody know what other work the Turiyev authored, and he's most famous for that other work? It's called the Shagas Aryeh. I mean, you've heard of the Shagas Aryeh? I mean, like, that's like... So the Turiyevin is no less important than the Shagas Aryeh, but for some reason, it's not as well known as the Shagas Aryeh. In any event, when you're learning Moed, most Masechtas in Moed, you have to learn it with the Turiyevin almost on the side. He doesn't have on Sukkah, but if you're learning Megillah, for example. Anyway, okay, let's not get off on a tangent, because we're always going to be pressured for time. Let's go on. Says the Turiyevin, there's a fundamental difference between Tosefes Shvius and any other din of Tosefes. He says, Tosefes Shvius is an Iser Asiyas Malacha if that Malacha is beneficial during the Shvius year. But those Malachas which are implemented on Erev Shvius, even in the last day before Rosh Hashanah, the last day of El, but they are beneficial for the Karka on Shishis, on the sixth year, those are mutar. And here we fast forward to the second parak of Masechta Shvius. The Mishnah establishes that Mezavlin, Uma'adrin, V'mashkos, Umadlos, Ad Rosh Hashanah. That there are certain malachas karka which are permissible right up to Rosh Hashanah. And this, my friends, applies even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And what's unique about this group of two malachos that apply to two different kinds of vegetations, to gourds and pumpkins, mezavlin, we're allowed to do zivul, umaadrin, and we're allowed to rake out the land, says the Mishnah, because these malachos are meaningful for shishis. In other words, to clear out these negative things in the ground that are endangering the mashkos, the mikshos, and the madlos of shishis. Tosefes Shabbos, could you imagine if I were to say that in Tosefes Shabbos, let's say I was makabel on myself, Tosefes Shabbos, lomas hogan an hour before shkia. Now I'm going to be able to do those malachas that are meaningful for the sixth day of the week, for Erev Shabbos? Obviously not. Tosefes Shabbos ain't in Yonah Mishum Sha'osa Malacha Mo'ila B'Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos is not you're enjoined from doing those malachas which will be helpful and beneficial for Shabbos itself. He says, Vaday Muta Lasos Malacha B'chol Shetoyel Shabbos. He says, both sides of the coins are correct. You're not allowed to do a malacha in Tosefes Shabbos, even if it wouldn't help you on Shabbos, and you're allowed to do a malacha on Chol, let's say before Tosefes Shabbos, even if that Malacha would be helpful for Shabbos. But rather, says the Turiyev, the Iser of Tosefes Shabbos is Etzem Asiyas Malacha. We don't look and define whether or not this malacha is beneficial for Shabbos, or it's beneficial for Erev Shabbos. Once we get to the time period called Tosefes Shabbos, it's a carte blanche, absolute all-inclusive Iser Malacha Shabbos. But with regard to Shvius, the din of Tosefes Shvius is a very limited Tosefes Shvius. It only applies to those malachas from which you will benefit on Shvius, but it doesn't apply to those malachas which are beneficial for Shishas, but not for Shvius. And therefore, says the Turi Eben, there is no justification for comparing Tosefes Shvius to Tosefes Shabbos. What is the deeper meaning, this is so profound, of the Turi Eben's kasha? Why is it that in Tosefes Shabbos, the Easter is all-inclusive, carte blanche, no malacha whatsoever? Whereas on Erev Shvius, with regard to Tosefes Shvius, the malachas that are prohibited on Tosefes Shvius are only those malachas that are beneficial in Shvius. The answer is that these are fundamentally two different concepts. He says, with regard to Tosefes Shabbos, what we're basically doing is, we're taking a piece of time, which is literally chol, and we're attaching or pasting onto it, you know, might be kimalav, Kedusha Shabbos. So basically, Kedusha Shabbos begins with Tosefes Shabbos. That's why Tosefes Shabbos has the same identical dinim as Shabbos. All halachas that are prohibited on Shabbos are prohibited on Tosefes Shabbos without a hair's breadth of a difference. Same thing applies to Erev Yom HaKippurim, which we got Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So basically, Tosefes Shabbos is an all-inclusive Iser Malacha, because what we'd be doing is we'd be Mosif Minachol Ala Kodesh. We're converting Chol into Kodesh. And therefore all Isurei Malacha, and on Yom HaKippurim we have to add all Isurei Inui, Noagim B'Tosefes Shabbos B'Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. We've taken the Zman itself and we've converted it into Kedusha Shabbos. We've injected Kedusha Shabbos into a period of time, a window of time, which is called Tosefes Shabbos, which is really Chol, and we've converted Chol into Kodesh. That's what it means. To Mekawa myself, Tosefes Shabbos, meaning Kedusha Shabbos. So Kedusha Shabbos is mispashetes. It expands in two directions, by the way. In Erev Shabbos, and if you extend Shabbos after Shabbos, in Motzei Shabbos. It's all like, you know, I give a mushel of a dough. You have a dough that's in a bowl, and the dough starts rising, and it pours over in both directions. The Shabbos pours over in both directions, and therefore, when we being the Kaddish on the Kiddush of Mibod Yom, according to many Rishonim, which means, let's say in the summertime, we mekabel Shabbos very early, and it's still light out, we get home to our meal, and we're going to be mekadesh the Shabbos. How can you be mekadesh, say Baruch Toshem, mekadesh Shabbos? The answer is that period of time is already sanctified with Kedusha Shabbos. That's what Tosefes is all about. Therefore, says the Turi Eben, what does that have to do with Tosefes Shvius? In the case of Shvius, there's no period of time before Rosh Hashanah of Shvius which becomes Shvius. That's not what Tosefes Shvius is about. But rather, Tosefes Shvius pinpoints certain malachas, and since these malachas are beneficial on Shvius, they are prohibited on Tosefes Shvius. We're not taking Shvius and expanding it in both directions, so the Kedusha Shvius applies Erev Shvius through Tosefes Shvius on the 6th year, or Motzi Shvius on the 8th year. That's not what we're doing. Haraya, only certain malachas are also because they're beneficial on Shvius. So basically, fundamentally, Tosefes Shvius is an Iser Malacha, even though it's not Shvius. It's a Din Mesuyim B'Malecha Shvius, La'osran, Af Mikodim L'Shana Atzma. What right do we have, therefore, to derive a much more radical halacha, a much more all-encompassing halacha of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, which basically takes a piece of chol and converts it and elevates it to Kodesh, which engenders all the dinim, all the isurim, and all the mitzvahs of Shabbos and Yom HaKippur? Wow, that's pretty profound. So if you're looking here at the bottom of what says page 3 on it, because we We have page 2 coming before that. Let's analyze Tosefta Shviz. What is Tosefta Shviz? Is Tosefta Shviz only Nihug Shvisa? Meaning that we apply certain particular Isurim Erev Shviz, or no? The Zman of Tosefta Shviz, that 30-day period, becomes Shviz. We can impact on Shviz, on that 30-day period, impact on that 30-day period and make it into Shviz. Laharchiv eshana Shviz, to expand the 7th year, and any Isurim that apply on the 6th year are a result of the fact that we've expanded Tosefta Shviz. And that would answer the Turi Evans Kasha and indicate that the mechanism, the underlying framework or structure of Tosefta Shviz is identical to Tosefta Shabbos. In both cases, we're taking a period of time and we're engendering in that period of time the Kedusha of the time that's about to come into existence. So here we're turning to page 4, and the sugya at the beginning of Moed Katan says that logically, again, we're going to have a special Yalfusa, but before the special Yalfusa, a person who violates Malach on Tosefta Shviz, let's say, for example, he harvests his crop in the he threshes his ground, he does Harisha on the 6th year, right before Shviz, at the end of the 6th year, he should get Malchus for that. So Tosis asks the following question: what do you mean Malchus? Malchus you get when you violate a losaseh. But as far as I know, says Tosfos, there's no losaseh that engenders Tosefta Shviz. Tosefta Shviz, according to Rabbi Akiva, is derived from the pasuk Micharish Ubekatzer Tishbos. That's a mitzvah saseh. We don't incur Malchus by violating a mitzvah saseh. Yeshlomer, says Tosfos, that we derive Shviz, that from we derive from this pasuk bechatzer because of tishbos, that shviz mascheles mishana hashishis, that shviz begins in the 6th year. The 6th year itself is the kickoff of shviz, and therefore all dine shviz apply in the 6th year. Meaning, even though Tosefta Shviz is derived from a mitzvah saseh, nevertheless we could derive the lo sases with regard to the violation of malachos shviz even on Tosefta Shviz, because our chiyuv is to take the laws of Shviz and impose them or impact on Tosefta Shviz as if it were Shviz. Is memela all the lavim of Shviz, which engender Malchus, apply in Tosefta Shviz? That's what Tosfos says. The Ritva reinterprets the sugya. He's not willing to accept Tosfos' position that there's a chiyuv makis d'oraisa for violating malacha on Tosefta Shviz, and therefore he postulates that the whole discussion in the Gemara is about makis mardus midrabban. This is only a rabbinic chiyuv makis midrabban. All we have is an essay, and there's no losas. However, Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh, they all understand the pshat of the sugya that the Gemara is addressing the din d'oraisa, and if not for a pasuk, a special pasuk, you would be chayav malchus midoraisa for violating malach and Tosefta Shviz. Now, at the end of the day, the Gemara says that there is no malchus for Tosefta Shviz. But the Gemara says that Yalfusa, that there's no Malchus with Tosefta Shviz, is only applicable according to Rabbi Yishmael. Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, bizman abayis, or Rabbi Kiva, lokin al Tosefta Shviz. So the final maskana seems to be that you do get Malchus for violating Malach on Tosefta Shviz, according to Rabbi Akiva, or according to Rabbi Kiva, or according to Rabbi Yishmael, bizman she'hamikdash kayim. And even though the Torah prohibits Tosefta Shviz according to Rabbi Akiva under an essay, the essay, says Tosefta, is coming to reveal to us that we have to sanctify Tosefta Shviz as if it were Shviz. Is therefore the conclusion of this whole Gemara, this whole Sugya Moed Katan, and this you'll see 3 lines before the end of the paragraph, I would underline this, is Geder Adin, the definition of the law of Tosefta Shviz, who Tosefta Bizman, meaning that we take the Zman that's before Shvius, and we convert it into Shvius. We transform that time into Shvius. That's what Tosefes Shvius is all about. And that's why all the Isurim that were formulated with regard to Shvit itself are Chal, even on the Zman of Tosefes Shvius.
Wow.
Again, we're going to still have to come back to the other kasha that we asked. And that is, why is it that only the malachos which are meaningful for Shvius are prohibited, but when we came to Mashkalos and Madlos, to Idur and so forth, there we said it was mutar on Tosef Shvius? I mean, if you're converting Tosef Shvius into a Zman of Shvius, it should be all encompassing. So we still have that question to come back to. But let's go back to the issue of Tosefes Shvius. Does it mean a halach in Zman that Zman of Tosefes Shvius becomes Shvius? So there's a sefer called the Marach Or Zarua, who's written by Rishon, and he quotes an earlier Rishon, Rabbi Avram Barav Azriel, and he asks the question, how long of a period of time should it be recommended to accept upon oneself Tosefes Shabbos? So if I would ask you, how long before Shabbos do you accept upon yourself Tosefes Shabbos, what would you answer me?
18, 20 minutes.
Okay, 20, okay, that's pretty liberal. I would have even said less, but 20 minutes. So guess what? There's a Rishon who says that you should accept Shabbos 2 hours before Shabbos. And that's a big chumrah. Can you imagine doing that in the wintertime?
Isn't it probably Hanukkah also?
2 hours, I don't know, we have to see. But how do we know, where did he come up with this number, 2 hours? Because 2 hours is what percentage of a day, what fraction of a day? 1/12, correct? So he says that we derive from Tosefes Shvius. Because Tosefes Shvius, we said, is how many days? 30 days. 30 days is 1/12 of a year. But you see something very interesting, that there's one framework and one definition to both Tosefes Shvius and Tosefes Shabbos that we have to add a period of time and endow it with Kedusha. What is that chelek? What is that fraction of a day that should be added? Or in the case of Shvius, what fraction of a year should be added? And it's always going to be the same, whether it's Shvius or Shabbos. Also, if you take a look at Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudamid Beis, Rashi says Asur Lita Samach L'Zman Tosefes. Rashi says that even before the 30-day period, meaning we're in the month of Av, even then you're not allowed to plant trees. Be often in such a way Shetikolei Tanatia B'Karak of Zman Tosefes, because the Klita within that short period of time between the end of Av and the beginning of El will take place in El, meaning during the 30-day period of Tosefes Shvius. Now, this would only make sense if we're saying that Tosefes Shvius itself is Shvius, meaning that we endow that 30-day period with Kedusha Shvius. But if the din of Tosefes Shvius was only Isurim, and those Isurim of Malachas are because you're going to be benefiting from them on Shvius, why would Rashi say that I can't plant a tree before Tosefes Shvius? Because the Klita is going to take place on Tosefes Shvius. I mean, I understand well that you can't plant a tree towards the end of Shishis in a way that the Klita will take place on Shvius. And we had a long discussion about that last week. But here, you can't plant a tree Erev Tosefes Shvius, because its Klita will take place in Tosefes Shvius. It must be that Tosefes Shvius itself is endowed with the status of Shvius. No, but if that be the case, we come back to our question, why is it that certain malachos which are not beneficial on Shvius, and again we come back to the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, the case of Mezavlin Uma'adrin, and it's a mission in the second parak of Shvius, Bimashkos, Bimikshos, excuse me, Ubimitlos, Ad Rosh Hashanah. I mean, what do you mean Ad Rosh Hashanah? You're already into Shvius, because Tosefes Shvius is Shvius. You've extended Shvius backwards to 30 days before. So why are you allowed to do those malachas that are not beneficial on Shvius? That's the question. And the next question is going to be, why isn't there Kedushas Peros Bismana Tosefes? Meaning, if we're extending Shvius for 1 month earlier to the end of the sixth year, then we should take the entire Kitten Kamudal and the whole law of Shvius should apply during Tosefes Shvius. Meaning, we're only applying on Tosef Shvius Iser Malacha, Becharish and Bekasir Tishbos. We're not saying that the fruits that grow during this 30-day period are endowed with Kedusha Shvius, but if you're converting that 30-day period into Tosef Shvius, if it's like a mushel of the dough that's spreading out, it's growing, and how Shvius expands to include Tosef Shvius, then the peros that grow during Tosef Shvius should be endowed with Kedusha Shvius. So let's just summarize the three questions that we have. The first question is Rabbi Kivega's question. What right do we have to equate and derive conclusions from Tosefes Shvius to Tosefes Shabbos, or specifically to Tosefes Yom HaKippurim first, and then we'll get to Tosefes Shabbos, because Tosefes Yom HaKippurim applies to Inu Yonat HaMolacha. Number two in Rabbi Kivega, we have the question, how do we have the right to equate Tosefes Shvius with Tosefes Shabbos? In Tosefes Shvius, only Charisha and Katsira are prohibited. Mitia, for example, is not prohibited, even though it is prohibited on Shvius. So that we're cutting and carving out certain malachas that are included in Tosefes Shvius. We're not expanding it to all malachas. And from that, you're going to derive a conclusion that there's an Easter malacha on Tosefes Shabbos, which applies to all the malachas that are prohibited on Shabbos, all 39, the whole kit and caboodle. The third question, which was the Turi Evans question, we've answered. The Turi Evans says, what right do you have to equate Tosefes Shvius with any of the other kinds of Tosefes? Tosefes Shvius is a separate Iser Malacha, whereas the other dinim of Tosefes, namely Shabbos Yom Kippurim, expand and extend the Zman, such that the Kedushas Yom Kippurim applies even on Tshi'i, on the ninth day of Tishrei. The Kedushas Shabbos applies even on Friday, the sixth day of the week. That question we've answered, because we've proven with three different proofs, one from the Sugi Ma'ikatan, and the other from the din of the 2 hours and the 30 days of Rabbi Avram, and thirdly from Rashi Shita Rosh Hashanah with regard to Netiya, in such a way that Kli will take place on Tosefes Shvius, that Tosefes Shvius is endowed with Kedusha Shvius. So we've really rejected the premise of the Turi Evan, but yet that leads us to the question, why is it then that we find heterim on Tosefes Shvius for any malacha that's beneficial for Shishas and not for Shvius? And finally, the last question that we asked is, why does this period of time called Tosefes Shvius, why doesn't it endow the fruits of Shishas with Kedushas Shvius? Now the next page, which I'll say 8 on the bottom, because all the pages in between I gave you last week. Page 8 I gave you last week, and that was the last thing we discussed. So this will give us a summary of what we learned last week. And we'll spend a few minutes just summarizing so we can go on and return to Tosefes Shvius on page 9. And that is to define the nature of the mitzvah of Shvisas Haaretz in Shvius. And again, we spent an hour on this last week, but just to give you the tip of the iceberg, you know, the overview and the tamtzit hadvarim, we came to the conclusion that the mitzvah of Shvius enjoins us from doing any malacha that would force the land, so to speak, to work on Shvius. Meaning, just like you're not allowed to work your animal on Shabbos, so too, you're not allowed to work the land on Shvius. And I underlined, I think, on the top of page 8, about the 6th line down. Did I underline that? Ha'adam mitzuveh? If not, you can underline it now. Because this again is the Tamsus HaDvarim. Adam mitzuveh, man is commanded, on the 7th year, lihimana, to refrain mikol pula, from any action hamavateles es shvisas haaretz, which will cause the land to work. The land has to rest on Shvius. You're enjoined from doing any malacha which will force the land to work on Shvius. For example, we discussed last week, would you be allowed to set up a Shabbos clock, so to speak, an irrigation clock or some sort of, you know, thing on Erev Shvius in such a way that the Malacha would be done on Shvius, but not by you? You're only setting up the system, but through this chain of cause and effect, you were responsible for the Malacha, for the Karka to work during Shvius. That would be awesome. On the other hand, if a guy decides to work your land on Shvius and you did nothing to tell him to do so, that's not your problem. Because the Iser is to do something actively, b'kuvasei, which would set up a Malacha of the Karka on Shvius itself. So if you take a look at the last paragraph on page 8, and you count up about 7-8 lines, it says, Geder HaMitzvah, what is the obligation that we have on Shvius? Sheyishbos HaAdam V'yanuach Mimaisa Malacha, he has to abstain from doing any Malacha which is going to cause the land to work on Shvius. Therefore, any Netiya, planting of a tree, even though it was done before Shvius, but it will cause the land to be involved in Klita, which is a kind of Hashrush, a kind of Klita, on Shvius itself, that's prohibited. Avshe b'Shvius eino poel klum, even though on Shvius itself, after Rosh Hashanah, he's not doing anything, he's not actively working the karka. But it doesn't matter, because since the mitzvah focuses on the karka, the shvisas hakarka, therefore you're enjoined from doing anything which will cause the karka to work. So again, the geder of the Isur Malacha is different than Shabbos. In Shabbos, the Isur Malacha is an Isur per se. The Maisa Malacha is awesome. So for example, you can't light a candle on Shabbos. But can you light a candle on Erev Shabbos? Even though it's going to cause an active hadlaka on Shabbos, that's called Isha Mishum Chitzov. So we have the famous Kash of the Muki Yosef, which is in the same paragraph as the last thing we discussed last week, about why is it that we're allowed to light a candle on Erev Shabbos? Isha Mishum Chitzov, the burning is going to take place on Shabbos. Right, because Isha Mishum Chitzov means there's a continuous burning. The answer is because that continuous burning takes you back to the original Havara, the original lighting of the fire, which inherent in which is all the fire that's going to burn, but your Chiyuv is for lighting that fire, and you lit that fire when? Not on Shabbos, but on Erev Shabbos, therefore it's okay. But in contrast, in the case of Shvius, if you would set up a system on Erev Shvius where the karka would do the malacha on Shvius, that would be prohibited. Even though your action took place before Shvius, it doesn't matter. Even though you were totally passive on Shvius, it doesn't matter. You're still in violation because you've created a malacha of the karka on Shvius. That you're enjoined from doing. And therefore, as we said, Netiyah on any time before Shvius, which the klita of which is going to take place on Shvius, is prohibited. And now on page 9, we swing back to the topic that we began with, namely Tosefa Shvius. We've proven, with 3 different proofs, that Tosefa Shvius, like Tosefa Shabbos, it relates to the Zman itself. That period of time, that 30-day period of time, in the month of El, is not just Nihug. You have certain Isurim that you're enjoyed from because you're being knowing like you were Shoves. No, it means that the time itself, that period of time, was converted into Shvius. If that be the case, we have to face the music. Why is Avoda Litzarech Shishis Mutter? Again, coming back to the sugya and the Mishnah in the second parak of Mizavlin Umaadrin Bimakshos Umitlos, you're allowed to do that all the way smack up till Rosh Hashanah. Why? You're in Shvius. So for this we have to understand, what is it that's usher on Shvius itself? And here we have a new breakthrough. There's a concept called, and you'll see it on the fourth line in your page, page 9, Meleches Shvis. There's no blanket Iser Melech on Shvis. There's something called Meleches Shvis. What does it mean? There's got to be some relationship between that Melecha and Shvis. For example, if let's say you were to do a Melecha on Shvis, but that Melecha somehow relates to a different year, it would not be prohibited on Shvius, because it's not a Melech Shvius. Melech Shvius means that there is a direct relationship, a correlation between your Melech and Shvius itself. Okay, we're going to see this based on the Sugi Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. There's something called Ktsir Shvius Hayotze L'Shmius. What does that mean? So the Rambam explains that Ktsir Shvius Hayotze L'Shminis means that the Ktsir was done during, the harvest was done during the seventh year. But says the Rambam, L'Tzorech Hashona Hashminis, meaning he has no benefit from this act of Ktsira on Shvius itself, for whatever reason, but he wants to set up the Karka and prepare it for the eighth year. In other words, he's going to plant another cycle in the eighth year. It means, and the Rambam reflects this in his Mishneh Torah as well, in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, that there are two Isurim of Ktsira and Betsira. In other words, even though we speak about Shvius in terms of an Isur Ktsira, which in Aleph is called Betsira, what we're talking about is two different Isurim. That's clear in the Rambam. Number one, you have to leave the Karka alone. It's got to be Hefker. You're not the Bailim anymore. You have to allow anyone to come into the Karka. If you're involved in Ktsira on Shvius, then you're being Noe Minig HaBailim. You're continuing the same agricultural work as you would do in any other year in the cycle, that every Bailim on every year of his cycle, because this is what a farmer is all about, he does Ktsira, he cuts down, he harvests the produce of his field. And therefore, if you do that Ktsira on Shvius, then what you're doing is, you're not being mafkir the field for others, you're being knowing as if you're the Baal. If on the other hand you do a Ktsir Shalo Kederach HaKotzrim, for example, you Kotzir Ma'at Ma'at, it's obvious, it's clear, you know, to any spectator that this is not the way you would normally do your Ktsira on another year, because we try to do as much Ktsira B'Vasachas as possible. But rather here he cuts down a little bit and he eats it piecemeal. That's not Kederach HaKotzrim. That's number one. Number two, Ktsira is prohibited for another reason entirely. Not just because it demonstrates that you're the Bailim and you're treating the Karka the way you would since it's yours on any other year, the first 6 years, but rather, this Ktsira prepares the Karka for Zriya and for the next ramp, for the next cycle of Zriya. Just like, for example, the Torah prohibits Harisha, which means plowing, so that we can sow the land after we plow it. So too, if you cut down the grains from the field, that act of cutting prepares the Karka for the next Zriya. And therefore, the Gemara in Moikutin establishes that there's an Isur Ktsira or Betsira on Shvius. But what happens if you do that Ktsira on Shvius at the tippy end of Shvius and it prepares the Karka for Shminis, meaning the Zriya that's too late in the year, the seventh year, to plant the Karka? So when are you going to do the planting? In the eighth year. And the Gemara says that logically, in such a case, the Ktsira should be permitted. Why would it be permitted? Because it's not a Meleches Shvius. You're not being Machshir the Karka for Shvius, you're being Machshir the Karka for Shminis. And the Gemara needs a special Yalfusa from which it derives that you're not allowed to do Ktsira on Shvius, even if that Ktsira is preparing the Karka of Shminis for planting. And there's another Isur in addition to the Isur of preparing the Karka, which is inherent in Ktsira, preparing it for Zriya. There's a separate Isur of being Noe Kaminig Abaylon. So the question is, why does the Gemara need a Yalfusa, especially Yalfusa, to prohibit doing Ktsira at the end of the seventh year? It's the seventh year. Okay, so he has in mind that this Ktsira will not benefit him during the seventh year, but during the eighth year. So what? He's doing the Malach on the seventh year. If a person, for example, would do a malach on Shabbos, and he's saying, well, you know what? I'm doing this malach on Shabbos that I can benefit from it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So therefore, it would be mutter to do that malach on Shabbos. Chas v'sholom. Lo ye'ol al hadas. So why is it that within Shvius we need a gili milsa, a yalfusa to teach me that I'm not allowed to harvest my crop at the end of the seventh year when my mindset is that I want to prepare the ground for Zri in the eighth year? The answer is that because without this gilui, without this special Yalfusa, we would have said that Shvius only prohibits malachos, which can be defined as malecha Shvius. There's a correlation between that malacha and the seventh year. But if you have a malacha that relates not to the seventh year, but to the eighth year, it's not called, it doesn't have the personality, so to speak, of a malecha Shvius, and it should be mutter. But the pasuk is teaching me that even though this malacha was done for the purpose of Shminis, even though your intention was to prepare the karka for Zri and Shminis, nevertheless it's still called a malecha Shvius. In other words, the Gemara uses this Yalfusa not to reject the premise. The premise is correct. Which malachas are prohibited on Shvius? Only a malecha Shvius. But you misunderstood. You thought that the Ktsira during Shvius, which in his mind, the farmer's mind, he's harvesting in order to prepare the ground for Shminis, that's a Malecha Shminis, it's not a Malecha Shvius. No! If it's done during Shvius, and objectively it would be meaningful during Shvius, that itself engenders the status of Malecha Shvius. But Rabbosai, what we see here is that the prohibition of Malach on Shvius is only Malach Shvius. And that's something we could also prove from Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam says that Netiya b'Shvius is Mutter min HaTorah, that there is no prohibition to plant a tree in Shvius according to the Torah law. Well, why? Why is Netiya, planting a tree, any different than planting a seed from which you'll get grapes or wheat? So the answer is that Netiya is a different malacha than all the other malachas. Netiya is a malacha that doesn't relate to one particular cycle of 1 year, right? Every annuum is an agricultural season unto itself. That's not true for Netiya, because Netiya, you plant the tree and the tree will produce for years and years to come. You don't have to replace that Netiya. It's not like Zriya, where every year you're going to replace the Zriya because you're going to harvest and replant. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam holds that min HaTorah, Netiya is not included, doesn't have the personality of Malecha Shvius. And it could be that those Rishonim who reject Rabbeinu Tam, they don't reject him for fundamental reasons. They also embrace the Shita that only Malecha Shvius is considered included in the Isur of Shvius, but they hold that the concept of Malecha Shvius is not limited to a malacha which you do annually, and therefore it's a cycle of the seventh year. No, even a malacha that's done coincidentally during this year, but if it's done during this year, which is the seventh year, is Malecha Shvius. Even though the benefits you'll get from that malacha relate to years to come, they're not limited, they're not anchored and circumscribed in the seventh. And therefore, even though Tosefes Shvius is like Shvius itself, and according to Rashi, we said you're not allowed to even plant a tree where the klita is going to take place during Tosefes Shvius. Nevertheless, a malacha which is done during the period of Tosefes Shvius for the purpose of Shishis is mutter during Tosefes Shvius. Because even though with regard to Shvius itself, I'm sorry, not even though, that was a miscorrection. Since No, it's to the same extent that Malach on Shvius is prohibited only if it's called, it's classified as a Malach Shvius. So to Tosefa Shvius only engenders a Malacha, an Isa Malach, and so far as that's called Tosefa Shvius. It's a Malachas Tosefa Shvius. What's the opposite, the flip side of a Malachas Tosefa Shvius? A Malacha which relates to the sixth year, not to the seventh year. Those malachs that were prohibited on the sixth year, because those malachs themselves take on the complexion or the personality of Malach HaShviyas. So we can start Shviyas a little bit earlier, and we can tag on Kedusha Shviyas to that 30-day period before Shviyas. But that period of time engenders an Isur of Malach HaShviyas. If the malach that I'm going to implement during that period of time, that Chodesh El, is meaningful for the karka during Shviyas, it's called a Malach HaShviyas. If it's not, if it's only meaningful for the karka during the sixth year, for example, we come back to our Gemara in... I keep saying more, but it's the Mishnah in the second parak of Shviyas that Mezavlin and Ma'adrin, there, the malachas of Eder and Zibul are beneficial for Shishas, and therefore it's not called the Malach Shviyas. So with regard to a malach that was done in Shviyas, that's called Malach Shviyas by virtue of the power of Shviyas. But with regard to a malach that's done Erev Shviyas, it can only become a malach Shviyas in Tosef Shviyas, insofar as it prepares for some sort of benefit that you're going to enjoy on Shviyas itself. L'Rabbeinu Tama Tamotzi Zos Binatia. And the most radical example of this, or the most profound and obvious example, is Natiya, according to Rabbeinu Tama, which is permissible according to Torah law on Shviyas, and it's not called a Malach Shviyas because it doesn't relate to that year, to that cycle. So therefore, anything that's done on Shishas, which is beneficial for Shishas and not for Shviyas, is not called a Malach Shviyas. It's mutter, because fundamentally, even a Malach that's done on Shviyas, if it's Litzarech a different year, it's not Malach Shviyas. If that be so, we can begin to understand, and this is in the middle of your page 10, why there's no Kedushas Peros during Tosefa Shviyas. Even though Tosefa Shviyas is Shviyas, right? And that's true. Lo rak le'inyan Iser Malacha, harei mugderes ketosefes, even though Shviyas is now being pasted onto Tosefa Shviyas, but nevertheless, it's always called Tosefa Shviyas. It's not Ikar Shviyas. Now, let's not make an absolute equation here. Din Tosefes is Tosefes. We can't change the calendar date and say that Shviyas starts on Rosh Chodesh El. That we can't do. We can endow that period of time, the 30 days before Shviyas, in with Kedusha Shviyas, but it doesn't change the fact that we're not yet in Shviyas. And there are many examples of this with regard to Tosefes. And therefore, if you look at the bottom of page 10, the last line and a half, Hoyel v'ata hishana shishas. Now, even though we have Kedusha Shviyas, but it's still the sixth year, the peros cannot be considered peros Shviyas. Any fruits that grow during the end of the sixth year are called peros shishas. And therefore, there's no chalos kedusha of peros shviyas in Tosefes shishas. And therefore, if you take a look at the bottom of page 11, we can now answer the questions of Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega was bothered, how can we derive Tosefes inui of Yom HaKippurim from Malach HaShviyas? After all, Malach HaShviyas in Tosefes shviyas is an Isur Malacha. Inui has nothing to do with the Nisar Malacha. But the answer is that what is the Yisoda? Yisoda is the Tosefa Shviyas. It's Klapi the Zman. What we're doing is we're converting that period of time into a period of time that is endowed with Kedusha Shviyas. Even though, again, it's Shishas. But the Malachos of Shviyas will be prohibited. The Peros that grow in Tosefa Shviyas are not Peros of Shviyas. But any malacha that has the status of malacha shvius is asur as a result of the kedusha shvius that applies to that 30-day period of time. That kedusha shvius generates, or what bounces off it, are the isur malacha. And therefore, Rabbi Kivega's premise that Tosefah Shvius is only a niyug of specific halachos during a time that is not endowed with Kedusha Shvius is not correct. If he were right in his assumption that we have no right to derive inui on Yom Kippurim in Tosefah of the ninth day from the Isur Malacha that applies a month before Shvius. No, the answer is we're not applying the Isur Malacha. We're applying Kedusha Shvius. We're taking Kedusha Shvius and expanding it in such a way that it incorporates the 30-day period before Shvius. And we're going to do the exact same thing with Yom Kippurim. We're going to take the Kedusha Yom Kippurim and expand it to incorporate the period of time before Yom Kippurim. That which Rabbi Kiva, which Rabbi Natan was matir netia on at this period of time, or even on Shvius itself, or that which you're allowed to do malach l'tzorach shishis during Tosefah. That's not the way Rabbi Kiva understood it, because we're pinpointing isurim and ihugim of Shvius, and we're highlighting them and applying them on Tosefah Shvius. That's because even had it been Shvius itself, there would be no Isur engendered unless it's a Malacha Shvius, and those Malachs that are beneficial on the sixth year are not called Malachs of Shvius. And therefore, according to Rabbi Nitam, we understand that Netiya, which is a Malach that's not related to Shvius itself, is Mutta even on Shvius. We understand why during Tosefah Shvius you're allowed to do Malachs like Idur and so forth and so on, which are beneficial for Shishis, because in both those cases we don't have a Malachas Shvius. And now Rabosai, we can summarize our three answers to our three questions. Number one, we understand now the answer to Rabbi Kivega's two questions. We have a right to equate Tosefah Shvius with Tosefah Inu of Yom Kippurim and Tosefah Shabbos, insofar as we're taking a time period and engendering into that time period the Kedusha Shvius, and that's what we're doing on Shabbos Yom Kippur. We can answer our question, why is it that during Tosefah Shvius there's no Kedusha Peiros? Because even though we've endowed and extended the Kedusha Shvius to the sixth year, but nevertheless it still remains the sixth year, the Peiros therefore that grow in the sixth year are Peiros of Shishis, and not Peiros of Shvius. And finally, we've answered the question of why Malachos that are Litzorach Shishis are Mutaros on Tosefah Shvius. If we've endowed and extended the Kedusha Shvius, it should be all-inclusive to all malachos. The answer is that those malachos would be theoretically mutter even on Shvius if they lack the status of a Malecha Shvius. Here, these malachos are related to the 6th year, not to the 7th. It's not Malecha Shvius. And the classical example of that is Netiyah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is Muteris Min HaTorah on Shvius itself, because it's not classified as a Malecha Shvius. The Netiyah doesn't relate to the 7th year per se, and therefore any Malach that we do in Tosefah Shvius, which relates to the 6th year, doesn't have the status of Malecha Shvius, and therefore it's Mutar. Okay? We got it in just under the bell. So here's a